Well, hello there, everyone. Good morning. Just want to give you a shot in the arm this morning and just an encouraging word, I hope, into your life and into your spirit. You know, in 1991, I went on a missions trip with some youth to Barbados. And, you know, it was one of those opportunities that came about to do evangelism, and it was English speaking, and had a great time. My wife, Noreen, was supposed to come with us and was pregnant with our third child, Cam. And the doctors told her, because of her high blood pressure, not to travel. So she wasn't able to go. Now, fast forward here to, 2020. In early March, before COVID hit, we embarked on a trip, a cruise with another couple of couples here from the church. To, I believe, Noreen's almost dream vacation, where she was going to be going to Barbados. We were cruising out of Florida, going to the East Caribbean, five locations. And in that trip, we got on the boat, and folks, we had saved up. We had this trip to go on, and there was already the rumblings of what was going on in the world. But we had paid, we were ready to go, so we took off and were able to get on the boat. They told us we were good to go. It was fantastic. The capacity on the boat was down because of, things going on in the world and people had canceled. So the ability to be on the boat and not be crowded, was amazing. We upgraded our first day to a balcony room, so we had a balcony to sit out in the ocean breeze. The food, the entertainment, the sun, the pool. I mean, it was fantastic. You know, we get through a day at an ocean and we wake up on the second full day, and I turned on the TV screen in my room because there's a channel there that shows you where you are on a map. And so I did that every morning just to sort of see where the boat was in conjunction with countries, etc. And I looked at the boat and the arrow was pointing the wrong way. And I was like, well, that's funny. And I made a joke to Noreen that, they've got a goof up on their screen. Well, we walked out of our room that way after getting ready and to head out for breakfast. And the captain came on over the speaker and said that due to ports closing in front of us and international flights becoming very restrictive, they had made the unfortunate decision to turn around and head back. So after a day in the Bahamas where they diverted to and then back to Florida, our 3.5 day cruise, that was supposed to be 11 days, was now over. But folks, it was a fantastic 3.5 days. I'd love to have gone those locations waiting for us, but it was over. And from 3.5 amazing days cut short, it was kind of a thing where, we didn't get a choice to turn back. We were told we had to turn back, and that decision was made for us, and we were cut short. Now, faith is different in this sense. You see, we got a choice, or we didn't have a choice to turn back on our cruise, but we've had 4 months of COVID right now, and we do have a choice in our faith to turn back. God has given us a free will, and we have the choice to turn back when circumstances change in our life, or we become sort of complacent or apathetic in our faith. There are a lot of decisions we can make that would cause us to turn back and to not follow faith at all or very closely. And I would like to say to us today, let's not make the choice to turn back from our faith. Let's not make the choice to become sort of plateaued or neutral or unexcited or passionate about our faith. Let's make the decision in our lives to have full steam ahead, to keep moving forward. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. What a great verse to remind us, folks, that this is the whole point of faith, is that God has called us, into relationship, into fellowship with Jesus. That's the whole point of our faith. And we need to make sure that stays at the primary point of our focus in life. You know, Colossians 1, in this prayer of Paul, 9 to 12, it says, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." You know, this is really my prayer as well today for all of us. You know, that we would continually be filled with the knowledge of God and his will. You know, that we would have an ongoing life in our faith, that we would be increasing in knowledge, that we would be strengthened ongoingly with his power by his Spirit, that we could be steadfast. You see, to remain steadfast and to persevere in faith, then we've got to be active. We've got to be moving forward. We've got to be growing. We've got to have this knowledge continually growing in our life, and this work of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit operating in our life. We've got to be strengthened continually with his power and to keep our focus on him. The relationship we have with God is the most important thing. And this season, that we would not let that linger or just dim and come to nothing. Let's move forward in Christ and be strengthened in him. You know, Hebrews 1:1-3, the writer says, "Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses before us and surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Oh, on this day of difference, let's not let our eyes get off Christ. Let's not grow weary and faint in our heart before God. You know, that we would fix our eyes on Jesus, and we would fix our eyes on our faith, and we would not let the circumstances in life, especially right now, deter us, slow us down, or stop us. You know, there's in 2004, in the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, there was a U.S. athlete named Matt Emmons. He was an air rifle shooter. And he was in an event, a three-position event, where you shoot from your stomach, laying down, your knees, and then standing on your feet to a target of 50 meters away. Now, Matt had been doing fantastic. In his event, he was coming down to the end. He had one shot left, and he was in the gold medal position. He was in first place. In fact, his gap in the lead was at such a lead that all he had to do was to, from his feet there, is just lean, shoot that one last shot. And all he had to do was get a mediocre shot. He didn't have to hit a bullseye. He didn't have to get in the middle. He just basically had to hit his target. And if he hit the target, the gold medal was his. Now, unfortunately, when he went to shoot, he did properly, set his sights. He shot his last shot. And folks, he hit the target. So, it was great, gold medal. But then what happened, changed everything, because what he had done actually in taking sight is he had aimed at the target that was one lane over, therefore hitting that target and not his own target. So his score was zero, and he went from the gold medal position to eighth place because of one error. Folks, you know, I'm sure Matt has recovered and hopefully doing well. But folks, when it comes to faith, let's not get our eyes diverted from Christ. Let's not take our eyes off of him, because he's our prize. And if we take our eyes off of him, if we waver, if we look to the left or the right, or we just figure everything's okay and we slow down and we become complacent and apathetic towards really striving for life in our faith, then we too can hit the wrong target. And I just pray that that's not the case in our life of faith. You know, in one last scripture I'd like to leave with you is Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God is faithful. God is faithful to us, and his commitment to us will never, ever falter. Nothing can separate us from his love towards us. But we need to remain faithful, and we need to stay the course, and we need to be alive in Christ, because we have that choice. We can keep our eyes on him. We can persevere. We can be faithful. We can progress. We can grow. We can be alive by his Spirit. We have that choice to be active in our faith, to be strong in our faith, to grow in our faith, and to be alive in our faith. That's our choice today. I hope, you know, that we can be encouraged in Christ today. Remember, we are called by God into relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ. That's the premier of our life. That's the focus of our life. It's Jesus. Let's keep our eyes fixed on him. Let's aim for him. Let's grow and be active in our faith, and let's not falter in that. Let's not become weary, but let's get stronger. And especially as we move ahead in our faith and in this life and in this season, let's not lose sight of it. Folks, you are loved by God. Love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Let's pray. Yeah, God, thank you for your word today, because your word brings life. Thank you, God, that you are a God who loves us, who's called us into salvation, into faith, into relationship and fellowship with your Son, Jesus. And I'm praying, Holy Spirit, for each of us, that we would not slow down in our faith in this season, that we would not become weary, that we'd not grow faint, but God, that we'd keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we'd aim for the target, for the prize that's in him, and that God, our faith would continue to grow and be strong and steadfast. Thank you that by your Spirit, you're the one who enables this, who gives us the ability to move forward. So God, for every person that's watching today or online, I just pray in Jesus' name that they be strengthened in their faith, that God, the joy of the Lord would just bubble up from inside of them, and they'd be so glad in their faith today. Keep them, God. Bless them. Wash your life and your word in their hearts, and God be honored in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Isn't God great? Isn't God good? He's amazing. He's awesome. Let's pursue him with all our heart. Jason and the gang are going to come back and just lead us in a moment of, again, just reminding ourselves that God's grace is enough in our life. And as they sing this song, would you be encouraged, and would you just give God your worship this morning and your love and your affection. I'll be back in a moment after that with a newsflash of what's ahead.